You know, I was looking, I think it's been over a year since we first spoke with Jose Vargas, who's the founder and CEO of BatBox. This is the really intriguing sort of marriage of eating and drinking and playing baseball. It's like Top Golf, you know, but for baseball. But they've been building on the flagship store for over a year, and finally it's about ready to open. So we figured it's time to check back in with Jose Vargas and check on BatBox. Good to have you with us.
David, thank you for having us. It's exciting to be here with you, and looking forward for our conversation.
Yeah, you understand, women all over the globe have given birth since last time we spoke, and you guys still are building on it. Tell me about BatBox. What's it going to be like?
Including my wife, David. But yeah, it's been a while. But there's been a lot of exciting things going behind the scenes. So we're a few weeks away from opening our first venue in the U.S. In Addison, Texas, where we'll have around 10 BatBox simulators, full bar and restaurant, perfect venue for corporate events, a night out with your friends, with family, where you'll be able to play a real baseball game, 3, 6, or 9 innings, batting challenge, pitching challenge, home run challenges. So it's, let's say, that the basic of the batting cage, but with all the virtual gamification of baseball.
But it's really, I mean, you really have bats and you have real balls. It's not like some electronic light beam that you hit.
Correct. So that's, I think, what I would say we're most proud of our technology. It's so there are two main factors that we like to describe our technology. So it's realistic. So you actually get the ball thrown at you. You actually need to hit the ball, so you need to have some talent. I wouldn't say experience, because it's easy for six-year-olds or people any age, no matter if you play baseball or not, but it's realistic. So you can actually not only need to hit the ball, but you're also placed in these real lifelike situations. So you can have bases loaded, you're playing with your teams against your colleagues in the office. And you have bases loaded, you have 2 strikes, 2 outs, and you actually need to hit the ball, having the pressure of your friends. So we like to describe it as realistic, number one. And the second one is approachable. So the great thing about BatBox technology is that every single player, you can register up to 18 players per simulator, or per box, as we call it. And each single person will have a custom profile. The ball speed will be different. How good the defenders are will be different. So you have the ability of having six-year-olds competing against professional baseball players.
Oh, really? So is this what you learned? Because the thing is, I remember we talked. There was the technology came from China or someplace, right? And you've been working with that. You've had things like this in Mexico, but this is your own, right? This is your own technology?
Yes. Correct. So that's one of the biggest news and what we've been working on for the past few months. So we've actually now created our own technology. So that technology is now BatBox. What we used in our prior years, in our prior venues in Mexico, was a technology that we were sourcing from a third-party supplier. Now we've been able to... it's still a partnership, but we've been able to acquire that software. It's been rebranding as BatBox, and it's 100% proprietary. We have 8 patents covering all of that technology. So the biggest and most exciting news, David, is that we are not only building our own venue, but we're also preparing to launch our technology as a licensing business model, where the BatBox experience is not only meant to be experienced in our own venues, but we want this to be in every baseball stadium, in every FEC around the US and around the world, where let's say our biggest goal is to create the biggest baseball community in the world, where you can be competing from our Dallas venue against someone in anywhere around the world in this new immersive baseball experience.
So this could be like a perk at a department house or a hotel or something. I mean, as well, Texas Rangers could have it there too. But so two things. So tell me about, let's go back to the place you're opening in Addison right now. It's giant. I mean, 13,000 square feet is a very large place. I mean, I could see filling that up, after work and at night and that sort of thing. But do you have a lunch crowd? I mean, are you going after people who are people going to eat and drink there and not play baseball?
Yes, of course. So we have a full bar, kitchen, full restaurant service. We have a pretty big sports bar. We are catering for corporate events. We're looking for school outings for kids that want to go out and play. So it's not a place where you go out only to hang out on a social aspect, right? We are a full bar and restaurant as well, with a baseball experience added onto that. So Bat Box is a lot of things, but really what we want to be as a venue be known for is for a trendy place with excellent food and beverage, with excellent technology, and just a sort of a place to go unwind, have a great time with friends and family, where you can play baseball or watch a game or just enjoy a good time with
So
your friends.
how has this evolved? Is this are you building right now the same place that we were talking about a year ago? And I'm sure it's changed along the way.
Yeah, it's changed. I think that the what's changed is that initially Bat Box was meant to be a brand that grew through these big cities, through this venue, right? I think that's unchanged. That's part of our strategy. But the biggest part that has evolved as a company is now the possibility, as we now own that technology, is of offering this experience in hundreds of venues, connecting thousands of players. I think that's what really changed for us. But the venue remains unchanged. We've always been a company that wanted to focus on hospitality, obviously being baseball our biggest differentiator. But hospitality for us is the main reason we exist and that we're opening this venue, right? Like we wanna be a place where people come and enjoy a great moment with friends and family, and really create those moments that you cannot creating a normal restaurant or a normal entertainment venue, which is the magic of baseball.
So you've had several rounds of funding, and obviously you're successful because you're opening up. But so how rapidly do you plan on expanding this? Have you got other locations coming?
Yes. So as I mentioned, we're scaling through different business models. So we're planning to open 10 locations in the next 5 years, corporate venues. We are licensing the technology. We have some very exciting partnerships where we want to have the Bat Box experience inside a lot of existing venues, including sports venues, including stadiums, including existing FECs. So, as I mentioned, Bat Box won't only be a venue as itself. It's the technology, the experience, the ecosystem that we want to be creating. And then we are also launching a new business model called the Bat Box Partnership Program, where we're partnering with stadiums, with commercial developments across the US, where we want to place this experience in underutilized spaces, such as parking spaces in commercial developments that they have too much space and they want to monetize. They want to offer a new attraction for people just walking by and say, "Hey, I want to play a quick inning against my dad or against my buddies." So, Bat Box will be seen in many shapes and forms. And if we need to summarize in one word, is we want to change how the game of baseball is perceived, enjoyed, played, and even monetized at scale.
So, do you have an opening date yet?
It's mid-September, so we don't have a specific date, but it will be hopefully the second or third week of September.
Well, you'll get right. It'll be ready right up for the baseball playoffs,
Of course,
and I get
we have
everybody
that in mind.
in to watch them, I think.
Correct. So we have that in mind. We're sure we'll be ready for that. And that way we can showcase that Bat Box is not only for actually playing, but also watching all of these different sports.
Well, Jose Vargas is the founder and CEO of BatBox, just getting ready to show off his infant. In now in September sometime. We'll watch for it. Thank you very much for the update.
Thank you, David. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for more of our conversation. Go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.